I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Coming up, churches help flood victims in Nepal. Stick around to learn more. Then later, questions around the future of one ministry in northern Syria. We'll tell you what's happening and how you could be praying in just a few moments. In our first story, there are shoes scattered everywhere, cooking utensils stuck in the mud. The human toll of last week's catastrophic flooding in Nepal continues to climb. Now, over 950 people are confirmed dead and more than 4,400 still missing. Chitri with A3 recently returned from the disaster zone, and he says,
people are really shocked and standing on the muddy road area, and they're worried so much because most of the people whom we met, they worried losing most of their family member. And now slowly, relief work is going there and people are responding. And also the army and police, social workers are actually heavily engaged to rescue people, distributing the relief in the village.
A3's network of alumni and local churches is also mobilizing to meet immediate needs while also considering the long road ahead.
Our presence there, even giving a bottle of water, a tent that shows that Christians love them, care them, and that God is loving God.
You can come alongside A3's Global Disaster Relief Fund. We'll connect you at missionnews.org. Elsewhere, the renewed strikes between the United States and Iran this weekend may overshadow the sanctions campaign that the U.S. launched last week. That campaign is meant to sever economic lifelines for the Iranian regime. However, Iran's currency already reached a new low of 2 million rials to the dollar last week. Every day, Iranian families have borne the brunt of the war. Edwin Abnus with Heart for Iran.
Technically, food and medicines are exempt from U.S. sanctions. But the bigger problem is getting money through the banking system and the falling value of the rial.
Families have to make hard choices between buying food or other necessities, and there's no end to the pressure in sight.
Hardship can sometimes cause people to become more open and ask deeper questions, but it can also cause people to lose hope completely.
Government crackdowns and limited internet access make it increasingly difficult for Iranians to connect with Heart for Iran, but their satellite TV content still reaches the disillusioned with the gospel.
When people lose trust in the system around them, they begin asking deeper questions, and sometimes they are willing to hear an answer from someone on television screen late at night.
So please don't let the U.S.-Iran war become background noise. Your prayers and partnership with Heart for Iran will help propel gospel ministry to people near despair. And new details emerge following a Kurdish pastor's persecution in Syria this summer. Police arrested Pastor Nihad, the director of Kurdish Ministries for Horizons International, while he visited northern Syria in late July. Executive Director Pierre Hosni says,
in the prisons, there are a lot of extremist factions, and so it's a miracle that God protected him throughout that time. Pastor Nihad was able to share his faith in jail. He was surrounded by people that were actually protecting him and treating him with dignity.
Quick legal action secured Nihad's release. He returned to his young family just 2 weeks after his arrest. But now, questions surround the future of church planting efforts among the Syrian Kurds.
It's possible that the broader Syrian Muslim community could turn against them because of this, or it's also possible that there could be widespread grassroots support for minority groups like Christians, and this could have a positive long-term impact.
Only the Lord knows what the future holds. Pray that Horizons leaders will follow His guidance. Pray for Kurdish refugees who've gone back to Syria as church planters.
Pray that they would be able to boldly share their faith, and just that the Lord would open hearts and open doors for the ministry so that there can be many churches planted throughout Syria, in Jesus' name.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.